Giant.
Monster Bullshit is the most listened to podcast in the country.
Bratton, what are we doing here in the sewer? Why are we trekking through the sewers?
I accidentally flushed my favorite poop. And we're here to get it back.
How are you gonna find it? There's poops everywhere.
I don't know. Maybe there's a clue in this DVD for Gamera 3, Revenge of Iris.
You brought an entire DVD player and television set, as well as Bose sound system and entertainment stand?
Yes. And I bought it all from the wonderful folks at Amazon.com. It's a locally owned business that supplies people with things that you pay money for.
Interesting. Tell me more.
Well, you can use my affiliate link in the description below to order your own DVD player and Bose sounds, whatever the fuck. Let's get ready to pig out with Gamera 3.
Let's get ready to nut out. Let's get nuts.
Nut up with Gamera 3. We're finally here. Matt, you've seen the entire freaking Gamera trilogy now.
I've seen every Gamera movie ever now.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Yeah,
shit.
That's
fucking crazy, Gamera, actually.
It's done. It's finished.
It feels so weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To be like, I've
seen
everything?
To have no future. Yeah, to have no future, nothing to look forward to, you know.
Right.
Constantly longing for the past, you know.
You've seen every Gamera and Godzilla movie now.
And you are correct. You are correct. It's finished.
Mm-hmm.
It's done.
But we haven't reviewed every Gamera Godzilla King Kong movie.
It's true. It's essential. People need to know.
Still,
people want to know.
Yes. It's not opinion. It's fact.
It's fact. It's recorded.
It's information. We're filing it under information. So wait for these podcasts to come out so you can listen to information. It wouldn't be available on the internet unless it was information.
That's right.
That's the way things are going right now.
These are going to be classified. We're going to unseal these podcasts as a dead man switch. If you're hearing this podcast, you know,
we've been dead for years.
Yeah, we've been dead for years and these got
and
posted.
This seemingly erratic upload schedule was calculated to the umpth degree.
That's right.
Back in the day.
There's a pattern if you look closely. There is a pattern and it means something. Find the numbers, put them all together.
Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Gamera 3. What'd you think?
That was pretty good. I've got a lot of things. You were right when it's like, you know, I don't know if I'd really say it's the best of them, but it's got some of the best stuff in it. Ideas wise, this movie's great.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, this is one of those movies where it's like, okay, this is really getting close to like what's compelling about the whole idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
of like
giant monsters, yeah. Sort of like fully realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this movie, it's got like real passion behind it, and you know, I wouldn't say there wasn't passion behind the previous one, but this one just feels a little more enthusiastic about its own existence. You know what I mean?
It feels sure. It feels so sure.
Yeah. No.
You know what I mean when I said that? Like, it really feels like fucking.
It's confident.
Everything's been, you know, flipped on its head. Like, you just feel like anything could fucking happen.
Yeah, yeah. It's super cool.
Like, I don't know. It right off the bat, like, with giving us more or showing the audience that there are more Gaios out there, it kind of, like, tells you, like, everything you kind of thought about this world is, like, not necessarily right.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I thought that was dealt with. And not in, like, an insulting way that means, like, okay, so the first one meant nothing?
Yeah,
it's just, like, the stakes are raised because, like,
they're coming back. That wasn't solved. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they're sort of, they've infested
the earth.
That
was the beginning.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. That is, like, another element because it's not, like, those are just back and we're going to do that again.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's, like, they're back and,
and that's kind of happening in the background.
Thing. Yeah, and it makes it a little more compelling. It's just like a little like it's nice. It's you know kind of like conflicts that are sort of playing off of each other and yeah. This movie's got a lot more energy to it. And like it feels a little bit more like a vision. instead of like kind of cool ideas like the last one was.
Yeah.
You know, this one definitely feels like, okay, I've got like a real, like fully fleshed out, like not only ideas for a story, not only ideas for, you know, visuals and stuff, but like there's a tone, there's a feeling that I'm also going for, which I can't say for the past one unless he was like, I'm thinking this is sort of a movie about computers.
Right.
This is a computer movie. But yeah, it starts out really well. And it's, I mean, it's just got super cool ideas.
So let's, I'd like to talk about what the major difference is that this is like an extremely character focused movie.
Which yeah.
Which is, you know, not only a divergence from the last movie, but like even more than the first one, you know what I mean? Like it's really about characters, and that's, it's crazy because like Gamera really is happening in the background of this movie.
Yeah. Almost to the movie's detriment, in my opinion, in some ways.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's like a totally, it feels like it still sort of like kind of falls in line with a lot of how these movies feel. Like in general, I mean, just this era of the genre.
Yeah.
Feels like a lot of them. But it really does feel like a bit of a diversion from the way these things usually go. It does feel like a conscious, like, I want to try something type, you know, which is, you know, I want to try making a real movie. The last two ones aren't, but, you know.
I love that, because the trope of having a character who has, like, a personal grudge against God, or against Godzilla, against the giant monster, you know, particularly the good giant monster, you know, it goes back a ways. You know, the Heisei Godzilla movies did that, but this one, it feels so much more organic, not just because of like the addition of like the scene, which is awesome, and I want to get into that, but it's like just a person, you know what I mean? And like just a kid. It's not some guy who's like my
company, my or military.
My military brother died.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years ago, and now, you know, I want to shoot rockets at Godzilla. No, it's like this girl just fucking hates Gamera because her family died.
Yeah, and she saw him do it. And yeah, and it's just like a person. And that's one thing that I think is I really like, and I find sort of like this is really sort of the thread to follow with, like, you know, if you were to do further work in the genre, where it's like, you know, it's like just little, you know, people. It's like regular people. Like, you know, there's a couple people who are like sort of following it, like science wise.
Yeah.
This lady's sort of investigating, which it's like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's what you normally see.
Yeah.
But you know, this girl whose parents died, you know, and her cat.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like she's just like a student. She's just like a kid.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a regular person. There's no like, you know, my father was in the Japan Defense Force, and
yeah, my,
you know,
dad invented the Gamera tracking device.
Yeah, which there's always that for, and it's so always so strange to me. But this really sort of just, you know, I don't know why it's hard for these movies to do that, but it's like it gets past it, and it's like, here's just, you know, we're telling a story where it's like this giant thing is intersecting with these little people's lives.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's really what I feel like.
That's the most compelling way to tell a story like this.
Yeah. And so few of them have tried it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in a very conscious way. You know what I mean? And so few have really succeeded. Like this one kind of does.
Mm-hmm.
Cloverfield's fine. It kind of tries to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and there's a few others, many more,
and many more.
Yeah, yeah. It's something. It's always something strange I found that like wasn't like the default. You know, after a certain time, you know, because I do get, you know, the sort of like B movie sort of sci-fi genre that it existed in, that the whole, you know, genre existed in, these movies existed. There were certain conventions about, you know, how you do these stories. You know, and people just sort of latched onto the whole scientist thing,
military,
and you know, in a culture like past that, you know, pretty much everybody, it's kind of like, you know, just sort of assumes, you're like, yeah, I know all that, you know, like you can move past it at this point. Certain people are sort of, you know, privy to certain things. I don't know if I'm making sense, but yeah. And this one does a pretty good job of telling a human story, and like that, making it really its focus in a lot of ways. I don't think it's too exceptional, you know, if I'm really looking at it objectively, but I really appreciate the effort, and I'm like, okay, nice. Like, this is, you're really trying to do something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. The fucking Gamera rocks in this.
It's so good.
It's the best shit they've done with them, like, ever.
Yeah. It's maybe the best giant monster, you know, like, fighting and action stuff.
Yeah, all this.
Maybe ever.
It's very close, especially, it definitely of this era. It's the best stuff from this era, because it's totally, like, the awesome set pieces.
The scene in fucking Shibuya, I think that's where it is.
Yeah.
Crazy. I love that. I've gone back just to watch, you know, because they have that on Arrow's streaming service. And I'll watch that every now and then when I get bored. Like, just that sequence. It's so fucking good. And I love, last episode we were talking about how it really made no sense why the military was still questioning whether Gamera could be trusted or not. And this movie, like, completely, like, answered that in a way where it's like, you know, there's not really a question of whether or not Gamera is, like, you know, against humanity, because he really isn't, but it's just, like,
there's collateral.
They've got to get rid of him because, like, they just can't have him, you know, blowing shit up all the time. And I love the, it almost feels like, you know, when you start the movie, it's like, are they making Gamera evil? You know, there's certain shots where it's like Gamera really seems evil, and he's not. But I love the attitude that they take to where, like, you know, Gamera a lot of the time really just doesn't give a fuck what happens.
He doesn't realize it. Yeah.
As long as he kills Gaios.
I think it's pretty bold. You know what I mean? Like, it's I can see, you know, certain people being like, oh, this is, you know, wrong, or, you know, like, this is, you know, just sort of being opposed to it, but it's a pretty bold one. A lot of the effects work is really good. And they're, like, trying to do stuff in this movie too. You know, I mean, I know why I said something about the effects, but, when the kid, he, like, tries to protect, like, one kid, and he's, like, killing people by accident, like, the entire time.
Right. There's, like, the kid, I got, says, the, like, idea that, like, he maybe, like, wasn't even aware of that kid. Like, that, I don't know. I just really, I love the, because Gamera's not really doing anything different. It's the attitude that the movie is approaching Gamera with is different.
It's just a different perspective.
They're highlighting, like, what happens
on,
you know,
the ground.
On the other side of, you know, what we're always seeing, which is, you know, people fucking flying out windows and getting stomped on and shit.
Burned.
Just completely on accident.
Yeah.
And I love thinking, you know, because that kid's like, Gamera saved me, but, like,
and then they cut to the burning city, and
it's also like, that's just, that was that kid's perception of what happened. Because really, you know, Gamera was killing a ton of people, you know, only for the sake of destroying this thing that's, you know, pretty much just instinct for him to, like, hunt these things down and kill him. But, you know, just because this kid could have been hurt and wasn't, he's like, Gamera saved me.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that so much that there's, like, that level of ambiguity to it.
Yeah. I sort of read it like Gamera kind of tried. It seems like, or at least they sort of want you to think that
with
the way they sort of stage it to me.
He has some awareness of, you know, lives, you know, or protecting some people.
But it's, I respect it so much that they're like, they never, like, go out of their way to start talking about this shit. You know, and, like, laying out the themes, because it's, I mean, it's just, like, so confident in what it's doing, because it is, like, Gamera saved me, cut to Burning City, and it's like, wow, great.
Yeah.
Great job, wow. Thank you. that's really, really nice. But the effects work in that. So there's a lot of CG in this, very of its time, and particularly, like, you watch, like, a lot of Japanese movies from, like, this era and, like, the mid-2000s. Even now, some of it where I think maybe it's just, like, a stylistic thing partially, but, like, a lot of CGI is just, like, kind of weightless, you know, and, like, moving like crazy, you know? And so it's just, like, so really exaggerated. And I'm not too crazy about that, but
no, my biggest issue with this movie is that I really don't like the antagonist monster.
It's kind of lame.
It looks like a Power Rangers bad guy.
I was thinking that exactly while we were watching it. Or
like when it's flying, it looks like one of like the later generation Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where it's
the big
like
Pokemon.
Too much shit going on. You know what I mean? And it's like flying just because they didn't really bother to give it, you know, proper appendages.
Right, you know? Right. You know, it's. Yeah, I'm not too crazy about it. They try to do things with it though earlier on that I sort of appreciate. That's got a lot of CG on it too. It's tentacles,
yeah,
and stuff where it's like, while it is like honestly like pretty impressive some of the stuff they do with it. It's also just, you know, for me it's kind of like eh, you know. And then some of the people like flying into the air. Although I like just the outright like there's fireballs hitting the ground and people like flying into the air. It's like, you know, like it's not afraid to go for that. Not that I think it's like, this is so gritty.
Yeah.
You know, or because I guess it is, but you know, it, I don't know where I'm going with that. But a lot of the effects work in that first Shibuya scene is very, very good.
It's fucking insane. The cool thing is the first two movies, they were great at explosions. They had a lot of explosions. And what they always did to like highlight how good the explosions looked is they would always cut to a wide. And so you would always be able to see like the top of, you know, the plume.
Yeah.
And so it was like, wow, you know, explosion's so big. And in this one, it's like, I feel like they felt like they didn't really need to prove themselves in the same way.
No.
Because there's just as many explosions and they all look great.
Yeah, but they fill the frame.
They you never see the edge of the, you know, the extent of what's happening. It's always, you know, contained, or you know, it's always spilling over, and it's so good. It really lends to like the chaotic,
and it builds
atmosphere.
Yeah, it builds the thematic stuff it's going for really well. I don't want to assign too much profundity to it, but it really is like going for some stuff that's pretty respectable. And it's like trying to say something in a way that's not like disingenuous or simplistic, you know, or, you know, last minute. It's really cool. And it's doing it through like purely visual language, like in repeated, just the way the movie's made. And, you know, especially back then, people didn't make these movies like this.
Yeah.
With this kind of stuff in mind. Or maybe it didn't turn out like this. Very good. I will say, after that first Shibuya scene, the Shibuya scene where, you know, that's probably one of the peaks of the movie.
Yeah.
I'd say very close to being the very top peak, except for something we'll talk about later, in my opinion. But after that, the movie kind of slumps pretty hard for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Pacing-wise, all three of these, really except for the first one didn't really have it too much, but all three of these have been a little oddly paced. And this one sort of like, it really kind of seems to lose its way a little. In the middle, it really dips to me. All the video game guy stuff and that lady.
I hate those. Those characters are so lame compared to everything else going on in the movie.
It's not on the level. I appreciate, and I think it's a great idea to have like a nice, solid antagonistic force, you know, outside of monster stuff.
But they're a really soft antagonistic force, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and like what they're trying to do is kind of loose. The whole movie, it's like, I'm not exactly sure why you're bad, except that you're acting bad. And
kind of, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. And I'm not crazy about that. You know, and it just kind of takes a little too long, in my opinion, in the middle. It's just kind of like, I'm almost feeling glazed over. None of it's bad. It's just kind of like, in terms of like scene to scene feeling carrying across the whole movie, it's like this thing's losing momentum hard, you know, and you're just like hearing about Gamera, which I like almost, but you know, in my opinion, they need a set piece, just, you know, like in terms of like practicality, you need some sort of set piece.
Yeah.
In
middle.
Here. Cause you know, it's cause while there is stuff, you know, like with the new monster, you know, they're sort of developing that the whole time.
Yeah.
And there's like special effect scenes and stuff with that are pretty impressive. Lots of goo. Some pretty well integrated CGI. But it's Yeah, I couldn't tell you a ton of what it goes on in the middle of the movie because it's like mm-hmm. there's not a ton happening besides that girl sort of developing the thing with the.
Yeah, and there's that boy that like has a crush on her.
Yeah, but it, yeah, I just feel like not enough's going on or not enough mm-hmm. is like moving forward substantially enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I there's not much to say other than it doesn't hold up to the beginning and end of the movie.
Yeah. I love Gamera in this.
Yeah.
So much. Like, I told you when we first started reviewing these that, like, I love Gamera's design in this. He's got, like, a really small head, or his body has just gotten bigger, but his head stayed the same size, or however you want to look at it. But, I don't know, it's so stylized compared to the other two. The first Gamera and pretty much the second one, too, were, like, it just felt like an updated version of Gamera with, like, you know, not a whole lot of visual flair.
Mm-hmm.
And this one really felt like a take on Gamera.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so fucking cool. My one issue is they use CG a lot when he's flying and it looks rough, you know, especially they do scenes where he like takes off and lands and you can like kind of see him turning from, you know, the shell into like the, a copy of what the suit looks like in CG, and it's just really...
There's that one shot towards the end where he lands, and there's, like, smoke, and then they're, like, you know, dollying back, and then the suit walks in, it's like, nice, good job. But, yeah, a lot of the...
I love that shot so much. Mm-hmm. There's so many good shots that, you know, somebody had to, like, think that out.
Yeah, and it's just,
which, obviously, but, I mean, like...
There's passion in it. Like, there's so much
passion. Yeah, so much fucking artistry.
You know, and you can really feel it, you know, with a lot of movies. You can distinctly feel sometimes when, you know, the filmmakers or, you know, and the team working on it are like, you know, I want to create something really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's like almost like a loyalty to the audience. And some of I think you can feel it in this a lot of times where it's like, it's for you.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it just feels great. A lot of that CGI is like, it's just, like I was saying, it's too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he's flying in the air and he's like spinning around, it's just too much, you know? And I don't know if that's just like a stylistic thing for me. Like I'm used to seeing, but there's just not enough weight to it. And it's just, you know.
They're doing such a good job when he's on the ground.
Oh God, he looks great. Yeah, it's like.
There's some of the best like on the ground perspective shots of giant monster movies. Like I don't know what kind of crazy wide angles they're or wide lenses sorry they're using to get that, and like mm-hmm. you know, I know they're like probably like cutting holes in the
set
mm-hmm. to put the camera in, but it looks so good. In particular, there's one part in the Shibuya scene, and I can't remember if it's when he first lands, but there's a part when he like stomps on the ground and it's like everything on the set crumbles.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you the amount of scenes I've seen in Godzilla movies when he's like walking like that and they have a similar angle and like, you know, his feet can't articulate and there's
just like a rubber little...
slapping on a fucking painted piece of wood,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just like, it's what those always should have been.
Yeah. It's what they wanted to be.
And it's so cool. Yeah. So cool. Everything. I love, one of my favorite little things from this movie is the like the nightmare Gamera.
Yeah that stuff is really cool. I like that they go out of their way. They're like, here's a new suit just for, you know, a stylistic
they're
not stylistic, but for, you know, to like support
mm-hmm.
this, you know, and it's just, it's cool, and you know, and you get what it's supposed to be like you know, automatically. It's just, it's very well communicated, a lot of this stuff.
I love that suit so much. The fucking like scary, like gnarled, he almost looks like a deep sea creature or
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the pale eyes. So super fucking cool.
Yeah.
And they did that just to, you know, they barely show it at all in the movie.
There's probably like 2-3 shots with it.
Right, yeah.
You know, and but
even that they're like so quick.
Yeah.
It's almost meant to like scare you. And mm-hmm. it's so good. Love the part when Gamera blows his hands off.
That's what I was going to talk about. That's the second peak of the movie where it's like, that's great. You know, mm-hmm. like what a cool idea, and like it fits perfectly. Like he's always getting so fucked up.
Yeah, they
all
love
these movies, like that trope of it, and like the past two have been kind of like, you know, he gets stabbed or something.
Yeah,
there's blood, and But, you know, in you know, the old ones, it's almost comical how badly he gets fucked up.
He gets hurt all the time.
And here's, like, a cool version of that.
Instead of,
it's like, you know, oh, it's got my hand, then just blow my hand off.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's how I win. You know, it's...
I love that he, for a long time at the end of the movie, he's, like, walking around with Iris's guts on his fucking left hand because he ripped that girl out. So cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
A lot of... it's hard to talk about the middle of the movie for me because it's like... Yeah, I'm willing to admit that it's like... It's boring and not that it's like terrible because I like and really respect a lot of what it's trying to do. Mm-hmm. And it's doing so much better than the last movie in terms of making characters. It's doing even better than the first one.
Yeah.
At creating like a memorable cast of humans.
Mm-hmm.
But the monster stuff is like so exciting. That's how you know when one of these movies is fucking good, is when, like, you know, the action part gets you fucking excited.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because for so long I haven't been excited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even like these new movies coming out now that are like really built to make you excited.
They're trying. Just,
they all feel fucking hollow.
Just as much as any other blockbuster movie.
Yeah. Yeah. But this... It's very exciting, you know, especially like I don't really have a whole lot of connection to Gamera, you know, in the way that I do with Godzilla and King Kong. You know, I've only known Gamera as an adult.
Right.
And I don't know. It's just so cool that this movie got made and the way that it did. Even like I don't like Iris. I think part of my issue with Iris is that it doesn't have a face. I was thinking about it really hard when I was watching it, and I boiled it down to like it really can't emote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have eyes.
And they don't try to accentuate that either.
Not really.
You know, like, it's like where it's like, okay, here's like this sort of blank
thing.
You know, like that's the idea. It doesn't feel like that was quite the central thing to me, at least.
Yeah. In addition, like, all the like tentacle stuff, like it's flying around and there's all this like elaborate CG tentacle stuff. And it's just like, I don't need that. You know, what is that doing? It is funny that, you know, fucking after this, Toho did Godzilla 2000, and Orgas got that phase where he's like a CG thing with tentacles.
Oh, yeah. They really blew it.
Yeah.
Taking stuff and doing it. That's so weird that would happen. They would take. We've talked about it before, but it's I don't hate Iris, but... You know, it is a little lame. And towards the end, the fight is a bit static. All this stuff is like just kind of like, it's like kind of, it's a little lacking in energy to me compared to a lot of the stuff in the movie. But like once Gamera gets there, it's good and you get the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
The train station. But, you know, and I love how quickly destruction happens in this. Like he just blows up like a ton. Where are they at the end? Is that that's
Kyoto.
He blows up like a huge section of Tokyo, you know, by accident. Yeah, it's cool, and you feel like the meaning of like that means something for the city to be on fire. It's like, you know, most movies it's like, okay, it's just destruction,
yeah,
sort of a blank symbol, but like you see that and you know you've been shown what that means in the Shibuya part, you know,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Okay, so that takes on, you know, like, I feel something towards that, you know, other than, you know, literally what's on screen, you know, understanding the information.
And I love that the guy from the other movies, the kind of comic relief guy, you know, he's there, like, as a homeless guy, and you get the idea that, like, oh, this is gonna be, like, you know, his little gag-ish cameo, but then, like, that immediately turns into, like, he's just, like, completely in terror.
Yeah.
When he sees Gaios, like, he knows what that means. And it's, like, almost like he's the only one who realizes, like, what kind of danger they're in.
Yeah.
And that, like, completely brings a new meaning to, like, him as a character because he's never really held any weight like that in the other ones. He's always just been kind of in the background and, like, out of harm's way.
Yeah.
And, here, you know, just seeing him like scared and like all these other homeless people are getting like blown up behind him, you know, it's really fucking cool. It's so cool that they did that.
Yeah, they like tried to do something with him, and he's like, his performance is pretty good. Like, mm-hmm. there's like, you know, it's sort of, I mean, to see this guy who's been sort of comic relief in the past too, sort of, you know, brought down to, you know, a more grounded level, and mm-hmm. to see him like, he's kind of like really unhappy.
Yeah.
You know, and the shit, you get the sense that the shit's like kind of ruined his life.
Yeah.
His life's been ruined mm-hmm. by all this, you know. And just sort of like your knowledge of him and then seeing him there, it's like, it means a lot. You know, I mean, it's just so, it's so unusual for a movie to like this to try to do real, like honest storytelling like that. Like when, real character based.
This kind of is off topic, but that the Shibuya scene, they do a really cool thing. Part of what makes it so great is that they're cutting, it's almost like, you know, one shot is of the monsters and the next shot is like an unrelated shot of basically like extras, you mm-hmm. know, but they're like close-ups. Like there's that lady who's like got like shopping bags and she's just screaming,
yeah,
you know, and they cut, you know, pretty fast between that and the monsters, and they do that in a way that's like really I don't know, it just it says so much
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know, relating what these people are feeling compared to what, you know, we associate as like the fun part of these movies.
Yeah, yeah. It unifies them in like a really real way. These two parts that kind of feel, you know, separate because they always are, like, you know, production wise separated. And mm-hmm. you can feel that almost always.
Even
in these movies.
There's a part in Shin Godzilla when Godzilla's like first coming ashore and he like knocks over a building and then they cut to like inside of the building, mm-hmm. you know, falling over, and it, I don't know what about that. It feels so separate. It feels so fake. And it's not that it even like really looks bad. It's just something about the cutting or the timing is like accentuating how separate they are and how not real it is.
Yeah, it's just not happening in the same
and
space.
It's completely, they just nail it here.
Yeah.
Everything feels like there's that part when I think it might be the kid that gets saved later or something. He like points, you know, and then we cut to mm-hmm. Gamera like blowing a fireball. I love it when the fucking like flaming Gaio's corpse just like
looks awesome.
Lands.
You know, like all I was complaining earlier about like some of the special effects don't look entirely convincing, but mm-hmm. it's almost like a testament to how well everything else is working because it's like you can get past it.
Yeah.
You know, but that is a particularly good effect. They're dropping, I guess, you know, it's like a composite where it's like past a skyline of buildings where these two people are talking. It's the evil guy and then some girl, right?
I thought it was just like two.
It might just be some
random.
Dude,
it's like a guy trying to get some girl's number or something. Yeah, something like that.
Oh, she's like, oh, you're a talent agent. Are you
Yeah.
Just that's going on. But you've got like this skyline, you know, mm-hmm. and I guess they've, you know, composited that with like a set where they drop a flaming corpse down and it looks like really on fire. And it's just like, wow. You know, like that looks really good.
So fucking cool.
It's great. You
I'd
know?
Love
and
to
it's
see
like
this
handheld
movie in a
too.
Theater. Yeah, yeah.
You know, which is like really like, damn, y'all went all out. You didn't have to do that for me, you know, but that made it probably, you know, at least twice as hard to to fucking pull up on your CRT monitor and, mm-hmm. you know, composite. But man, thank y'all.
So fucking cool.
Yeah.
What else can be said?
The girl, the story stuff, the ideas are there. And like I've been saying, I really appreciate the effort.
Mm-hmm.
And the just the care that goes into like coming up with that and then like, you know, sort of making that your focus in a lot of ways. But it's still just lacking in like a real emotional connection, like past the fact that her parents are dead.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay, like, can you elaborate upon mm-hmm. the sadness of like living in fear? How about that? You know, like, can you thematically grasp for something? These guys, because it's like you're right there, you know, like there's a really good story in here, like
it almost
just
like,
out of reach.
She's got that little brother who like wasn't present during that attack, and it really felt like that should have gone somewhere, like he should have played into
it. Or she like resents him for that or something, or
something. They should have had their relationship should have been more central.
Yeah.
Something they do very well in Gamera the Brave.
Yes. Yes.
But
it's just lacking though. In
yeah,
these middle parts.
I know what you mean. But while I do agree that it is like lacking, you know, and it's not like entirely like enthralling or whatever to watch,
mm-hmm.
it is like really memorable.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, there's a lot of, like, the images of, like, her, like, at that shrine, yeah, you know, with yeah. the monster as a baby and, like, I don't know, just that like, area where that stream is.
Yeah, yeah.
Really pretty, and her relationship with the monster and the kind of, like, dynamic between her and the girl who was connected to Gamera.
Yeah.
It's really memorable, even if the execution wasn't, you know, 100%.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's like I said, all the efforts there and stuff. It's just it's just everything. There's a lot of stuff that just absolutely excels.
Yeah.
In this movie, and watching it, it feels like the story is like it's just barely not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think on purpose, but it's not quite going the extra mile to really knock the story part out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that I don't think they didn't try; they got lazy or anything. It's just not quite there, and it's almost like, you know, teasingly close to being something really, really, really good, but, you know, once again, that only really stands out to me because the rest of it's, you know, so good.
What'd you think of the ending?
I'm fine with it, but in the moment it was a little bit, you know, I'm fine, like I've said before, I'm fine with, like, non-closure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's a really interesting and, you know, even to this day, a really pretty gutsy way to try to end something and be like, you know, like, fuck you, it's over. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do think it needed, like, a little bit of, like, okay, we're about to close this out, because it feels to me, it felt to me like it was building towards something, and maybe that's the point, you know, but it felt a little too jarring for me to, like, really appreciate it. But I also get it, though. I do like that it's like, okay, like, it's not like, there's a lot of guts, too, to being like, yeah, he beat the monster, but it's like, didn't really fix anything. It's not a happy ending, like right. usual. We're not saying, like, goodbye, Gamera, goodbye, you know, it's and that I really appreciate after the fact. But in the moment, it's a little bit like, oh, okay, I didn't feel like we quite hit the right note there for what you're trying to do. But like I said, I appreciate the guts. You know, here's something to think about, kind of.
I liked it more the second time.
Mm-hmm.
I felt a little bit like you watching it my first time and just that, like, I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
But, like, it really is. It ended because the movie's not really about Gamera.
No, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
His conflict with the monsters was always in the background
mm-hmm.
of this movie, and I like that it ended. The story with the people is over. They don't factor into what happens afterwards. You know, it's between Gamera and the monsters, therefore we don't need to see it. You know what I mean? And the movie's done such a great job at, like, showing us all of the grit and detail of the action that happens between the monsters
mm-hmm.
that, like, you can do the rest in your head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can assume Gamera has a huge fight with all the Gaius and probably wins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or maybe he loses, whatever. They said, like, maybe the world's doomed. Like, you know, a lot of that, like, legend or whatever, like, the mythology of, like, the Chinese, whatever, guardians or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe the world is doomed or whatever. But, like, that's outside of the story that is central here. And I really like that, which brings me to my little soapbox. I want to talk about the fan film that got made after.
I've not watched it.
Not a lot of people have. I think it got screened at, like, a G-Fest one time, but it's pretty much, like, barely anybody's seen it, from what I understand.
Anyway,
I really don't like that somebody made it. It just goes to show you, like, how much, you know, some people just don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
You know, to be like, what? They left out a scene?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, what? Well, what happens after that?
It's like, just try to think about it.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Did you not watch this? Or, you know, like, what?
It's when stuff like that happens, what it's supposed to be is like, okay, kind of think about why I stopped it there.
Yeah.
You know, maybe wonder why instead of just, you know, acting like a child who just got their TV show cut off.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, it's very funny that it's like you would, you know, because it takes so much work to put a movie together.
Mm-hmm.
Even a short, you know, or a fan film, that takes a lot of energy and a lot of thought.
Mm-hmm.
None of that thought went to, like, well, maybe this works, or this is why this was, you know, it's like, I guess not a thought was gone to, given to, that.
Yeah.
But
like, I want to see more Gamera. I want to see more Gamera.
But we.
I want to see Gamera fight the monster for a third time.
We just watched Gamera fight a monster.
you know. Just got Gamera.
I'd be dishonest if I said I it did irk me a little. I feel like it doesn't completely work. I think maybe if the story, the more human side of the story was a little more fleshed out, a little more resonant, and therefore, like, when it ends, it feels like the end of the movie, you know?
Mm.
But, it feels like a little just, you know, not quite hitting the mark.
I don't know.
That it wants to me.
I feel like it did a good enough job with the characters to have earned that.
No, I'm not saying it didn't. I'm just... It doesn't feel quite like I'm just repeating myself, but it doesn't quite feel like it what it's supposed to be, or it doesn't feel fully realized to me. It doesn't quite get across on screen what I think it wants to.
I think it does.
Mm. Well, that's because you're stupid.
No, maybe it's because my brain is completely smooth.
Maybe it's because your brain,
I've learned so much,
is small because I held a microwave up to your head while you were sleeping, and that shrank it.
Well, I held a decomposing chicken breast on top of your mouth when you were asleep, gave you a cold sores.
That's what these gooey things all over my mouth are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe laugh about that.
Yeah, some of it feels a little too static, and I was almost getting bored a little bit of the way into it. But when that girl gets swallowed up by the monster finally, there's some really cool visuals in that. She like comes out of that eye.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's like, whoa. Like, that's really inspired. Yeah. I don't know. I appreciate everything in this movie, even if
I like that the fight at the end takes place inside.
Basically, yeah. It's just like.
Some people have brought that up before, but I can't remember who. But it is really funny that. Or not funny, but like, that's cool that they kind of slipped that in.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's technically happening inside.
And that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
It's a big train station.
Mm-hmm. Even if it doesn't quite sync up perfectly with the scale that... Because they show that shot of Iris, like, standing above a city, and it's like...
He's pretty huge.
You know, over four times as big as any building around.
Yeah.
You know, for several miles, and then they're just inside. But whatever, it's... You never fucking think about that while you're watching it.
No, yeah, it didn't occur to me too consciously.
It's only after the fact. It's like, oh, they were inside the whole time.
Yeah.
But it is really cool that they're, like, right in front of each other the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was a big problem I had with the last one, is it was they're standing across from each other in a field just blowing lasers at each other.
Mm-hmm.
This one's fucking like punch you in the stomach,
yeah,
rip out your heart or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking blow my own hand off. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Don Fry.
I've been kicked in the head by a horse a few times.
Yeah, this is a great giant monster movie. I liked it a lot. I don't want to say I liked it a lot more, but I think it like kind of solidified in my mind like all the things I was iffy about the first time watching it, I've kind of come around to. You know, there's a reason that this movie and this trilogy, you know, hold such a firm place in the giant monster canon. It's so cool that they, you know, they intentionally ended the trilogy like this. You know, because while it's like, you know, open-ended to a certain extent, it is like firmly like we're done, you know, like, yes. And that's our final word on Gamera. Feels so good. And it's so cool that they fucking upped the ante, you know, to the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the greatest giant monster action in any giant monster movie.
Yeah.
Even now, you know, one of the best instances of, you know, using practical effects to achieve that too, which is now fucking out the window. Not including, like, fucking low-budget, you know, shit
trash
that's still coming out that, you know, I wish wasn't trash. You know, even stuff like Hell from Beyond the Fog, which I wouldn't call trash.
No, it's just it's a stylistic endeavor.
Yeah, yeah, there's just never, you know, the intersection between people who really want to do stuff like this with practical effects and the money to go behind those effects, it just isn't there. parallel yeah. lines, never crossing ever again.
Maybe not.
But this is so good.
Yeah.
I don't want to be one of those guys who's like, CGI can suck it. Yeah, I've seen a lot of that even recently, which is just like, okay.
It's, yeah.
You know, welcome to 2011 yeah. nostalgia critic.
Have fun on
internet that way of looking at movies, but
have fun on that hill.
Anyway, I'm going to give this an 8 out of 10.
Mm.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel pretty good about this movie. I like a lot of things about it. And while I think like as a whole movie, it isn't as strong as its greatest moments. But I appreciate everything that's done no matter what. Even if certain things don't feel good or don't, you know, quite work. I appreciate it all. And when it's good, boy, is it good. And it like, it's enough, you know, to just the good stuff is like enough to warrant watching all of these movies alone. Mm-hmm. It's enough to watch the previous one. Like it like justifies doing that to me. And it's really interesting and really kind of unique. Even I feel like still people are trying to kind of distill the idea to like the absolute definitive giant monster movie. Because while there's several that you would call definitive or close to it,
yeah,
like the first Godzilla, pretty definitive in terms of, especially for its time,
mm-hmm.
you know, 2014 Godzilla
mm-hmm.
distills it pretty well.
Yeah.
And many more. But I still feel like we haven't got the one, you know, where it's like, here's really hitting the nail on the head, you mm-hmm. know. But this comes pretty close to me, or a lot of things that it's doing really give me the feeling that it's really getting close
yeah.
to substantially elaborating upon the ideas at the basis of this genre.
Mm-hmm.
Not to go on forever, there's a lot of things I really like and a good deal of things I'm just not that crazy about. 7 out of 10. I liked it.
Next movie we're going to be watching is, I found my poop that I was looking for at the beginning of the podcast. Nice.
Here,
so,
toss it over here.
There you go.
Oh, you didn't tell me it was diarrhea.
Oh no, it fell through your hands and now it's back in the sewer and we have to look for it even more. Whatever.
Yeah.
So now that that is rounded out, our next movie that we'll be watching for this podcast, which has 5 stars everywhere, is
perfectly rated.
Godzilla, Mothra, King Ghidorah, giant monsters all out attack.
Yeah. Try.